Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 83 today, under clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, lows around 60. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
From the news desk, I'm Stephanie Austin. One person suffered serious injuries last night after a crash in South Wichita. Sedgwick County Dispatch says the crash occurred just after 7 p.m. in the 2200 block of South Topeka near Broadway and Pawnee. Authorities at the scene told Cake News that the patients had been evaluated and only one person was in serious condition. Dispatch says the accident was a single vehicle crash. Some Wichitans are upset about the decision to turn Park Elementary School into a new temporary homeless shelter. A City of Wichita public meeting was held Saturday afternoon. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu said the move is to make sure they're not in a similar situation as last year with not having a shelter site selected as winter moved in. Mike Hoheisel, District 3 City Council member, says any decision we make, there's always contention about what we're doing and putting in people's backyards, and that's understandable. So we want to make sure that we do everything we can to keep the community safe and to keep people brought in on this.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hey guys, it's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of 100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the summer sticker sales event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
A man was rescued from floodwaters in Emporia. At 7:42 this morning, the Emporia Fire Department responded to reports of a truck stuck in the water. First responders found the truck stuck with water up to its hood. A boat with four water rescue personnel was deployed. The water rescue team was able to help the driver get to land. The driver did not need any medical assistance. The Kansas Corporation Commission will begin public hearings this week to give the Kansas Gas Service customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's rate increase request. They can ask questions and make comments before the commission. The first of two public hearings will take place 6 p.m. Thursday at Washburn Institute of Technology Main Conference Center, 5724 Southwest Huntoon. A second hearing will be held at 6 p.m. Monday, June 17th at Lowe Auditorium at the Hughes Metropolitan Complex, 5014 East 29th Street North in Wichita.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. After a bill was meant to cut property taxes by moving the sales tax exemptions died on the last day of the 108th legislative session, Governor Jim Pillen told 1011 News that he will call a special session before school begins.
We'll for sure have a special session. At this stage of the game, I've learned never to tie myself to timeline. I've made that mistake too many times in my life, and it was real costly. So we're going to have this special session when it's going to make sense and when we're totally ready. We're working on a lot of plans, and it's getting more critical every single day for the property tax. And so certainly the goal is to be able to have the session before school starts.
The bill made it past the last two rounds of votes, but died as the legislature declined to vote on the last day of the session. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area superintendents expect little change in enrollment projections as an application window for out-of-district open enrollment continues through June. A state law passed in 2022 allows Kansas students to attend schools outside their district if space is available. Each district could establish a cap as to a number of students they could accommodate. An Odell man, 75-year-old John Novotny, was seriously injured last Wednesday evening when he fell from a tractor bucket and then was run over by the tractor while working at his home. He was life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital. The extent of his injuries not reported. Washington County Economic Partnership recently updated commissioners on activities, reporting a focus on the Lynn Industrial Park, with plans to provide $150,000 in matching funds toward a $350,000 grant-funded project to improve infrastructure, as well as $77,500, which went to six businesses establishing operations in the county. They're also working with an ag business on expansion plans. The group encouraged continued funding, which has been $120,000 annually in recent years, but may be adjusted with the recent hiring of Ryan Kern as Economic Development Tourism Director for Washington County. Marshall County Health Department willows to outreach vaccination clinics throughout the county this month. Wednesday, June 12th at the Axtell American Legion, 9 to 11 a.m., Summerfield Fire Station, 11:30 until 1:30, and the Beatty Fire Station from 2 until 4. Thursday, June 13th, at the Frankfurt Nutrition Site from 9 to 11 a.m. and Vermilion City Hall from noon to 2. Friday, June 14th, at the Bremen Fire Hall from 9 to 11 a.m. Outreach clinics are slated Monday, June 17th, at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 10 to noon and Waterville Community Center from 1 to 3. Childhood vaccine services available at the Health Department in Marysville by appointment. For details, phone 562-3485. Pony Up Marysville announced total funds raised this year topped $540,000, with $370,000 in giving, plus $100,000 local match and a $70,000 match from the Patterson Foundation during the annual Match Day event held in May, benefiting 56 local nonprofit organizations and causes. Marysville Public Library will receive a nearly $70,000 grant from the Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansas program. A local cooperative effort involving Blue Valley Technologies will allow purchase of 12 new computers that will be used in a traveling rotation to bring training on digital skills for various levels of technology, both personal and business. Future courses and programs will be featured for the community through the library. Joseph M. Ferris, age 46, of Frankfort, passed away June 1st. Friends to gather Monday evening, June 10th, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Ferris. James H. Jim Dodds, age 82, of Washington, passed away May 29th. Graveside service Tuesday, June 11th, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Dodds. Eugene A. Gene Bach, age 66, passed away. A memorial service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery, rural Plymouth. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Gene Bach. Melvin E. Sunnyborn, Jr., age 85, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church, burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Sunnyborn. Mary R. Schaefer, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Private interment planned at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Schaefer. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet Service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. A slight chance for some scattered showers into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers possible early Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying much warmer into Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. A slight chance for some rain early on Friday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then some scattered showers are possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 63, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Friday night into Saturday, everything ranging from an inch and a half to 2.5 across the region. We settled in for about an inch and 3/4 here at the studios.
Fireflies will soon be lighting up summer evenings again. And if you need another reason to appreciate the glowing insects, we have it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 10th, the 162nd day of the year. Actress and singer Judy Garland was born on this day in 1922, and the first class of midshipmen graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy on this day in 1854. Fireflies and other so-called bioluminescent creatures are playing an important role in researching cures for cancer and other diseases. Scientists have found that injecting a firefly's glow gene into cancer cells causes them to light up like, well, fireflies. Treating those cells with additional photosynthesizing agents causes them to literally self-destruct. It's a promising field of research, so treat those nocturnal insects gently this summer and say a quiet thank you. The humble firefly may soon earn his day in the sun. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are wrapped up with their three-game series against the Seattle Mariners at home at Kauffman Stadium. They're now ready for a four-game series also at Kauffman Stadium for the next 4 days against the New York Yankees. Kansas City continues to slowly gain on the Cleveland Guardians for that American League Central as they are sitting 38-26, just 2 games behind the Guardians at 40-22. First pitch tonight at 7:10 for the Royals to kick off the series. Also in baseball, it is the Men's College Baseball World Series as the first day of the Men's College World Series starts on Friday this week. That's after the regionals that wrapped up last week and the super regionals from over the weekend. Finally, on the collegiate baseball side across the state of Kansas, 2 games scheduled for this evening as Valley Center is set to take on Park City and Mulvane is scheduled to play against Wellington in collegiate baseball. Both those first pitches scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Cabela's and Hank FM presents The Front Men Live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds and the Print Rack Stage Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations, you can get your tickets for only $20. B&B Lumber, Truck Stuff, Dutch Miller GMC in El Dorado, Moneytown Pawn, and J&J Edwards State Farm Insurance in Eureka. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Conversation continues in the legislature regarding potentially offering a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals to move to the Kansas side of the line after a proposal was made by some of the legislative leaders at the end of last week. However, some groups, including the organization Americans for Prosperity, say they do not favor the plan of offering them star bonds to come to the state. According to the legislative director for Americans for Prosperity, Michael Austin says, quote, you've given a maybe couple $100 to Kansas families, but you're giving a $1.5 at least $1 billion to one particular family to come across the state line road. I don't think it's worth it. The organization goes on to say that the legislature should be focusing more attention on reforming sales tax revenue, along with a tax bill that's set to go in with a special legislative session on Tuesday next week to give tax relief to Kansans. However, according to some elected officials, including State Senator J.R. Clays from the Salina area, he says star bonds do not put the burden on taxpayers. They are essentially a use tax.
Kansas State basketball from a rocking Grambling Coliseum.
Bobcat fans, 2024 K-State men's basketball season tickets are on sale now.
Drops it up for Gassan.
Prices start at less than $15 per game to see all the action.
Kansas State in this building is the best in the Big 12.
Order or renew your men's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
How about the Wildcats?
K-State fans, All-American Ayoka Lee and the Wildcats are ready to defend Bramlage again this season.
Rejected by Lee, a triple team still score and one.
Secure your 2024-25 K-State women's basketball season tickets now to see your preseason top 15 Cats.
It is a sold-out crowd. It's electric in here.
Order or renew your K-State women's basketball season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Twist to your strawberry harvest with pine berries. These hybrid, ever-bearing strawberries produce several crops of white fruit with red seeds each season and have the flavor and aroma of pineapple. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These unique berries are hardy in zones 4 to 8 and prefer full sun or partial shade and moist, well-draining soils. They're somewhat self-fertile, but you'll have a bigger harvest when growing red strawberries nearby. Plant and care for them as you would other ever-bearing strawberries. Place the plants in the ground, covering the roots and just the base of the crown. Planting too deep or too shallow can result in death of the plant. Consider using the hill planting system for these and other ever-bearing strawberries. The white pine berries soften before ripe and will turn bluish pink in full sun. Harvest your pine berries when the seeds turn from green to red. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a traditional experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Sometimes the simplest ways just work the best. When you need automotive repair or service, call Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. You'll get an experienced mechanic that you can trust to do the job right the first time. When you call, you'll talk with a mechanic, not an appointment advisor. He'll work to get your job in and out and get you back on the road. Always putting the customer first, Darren works to let you choose how much or how little repair work you actually need. Ask around. His reputation speaks for itself. Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. A little out of the way in the alley at 604 Oak Street in Marysville, but sure worth finding. Call Darren 562-7745.
After the storm, Chrome Lumber has everything you need to build it back. If the roof needs repair, build it back with quality shingles, including hail and wind-resistant styles, as well as metal roofing options. Let them help guide your best decision as to what's right for your home. Storms or not, is it time to update your home's windows and doors? Chrome Lumber can get a free estimate with whatever fits your needs. Increase energy efficiency, improve the looks, and make cleaning them easier. Glass and screen repair always available as well. Chrome Lumber has everything you need to build it back. Shop local. Shop Chrome Lumber, Marysville and Washington.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rambo International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rambo International Restoration, 562-2501.
There will be a collectible auction Saturday, June 15th in Frankfort for Susan Hickey. The sale includes guns, collectibles, and some furniture. 45 Colt lever-action rifle, black powder, 36 caliber revolver, PowerMate 5000 portable generator. Collectibles include over 15 whiskey decanters, over 90 beer steins, mostly ceramic, 20 bronze Western scene sculptures by Frederick Remington, a number of Western wear, including shirts, a dozen cowboy hats, 20 pair of cowboy boots, some Western-style belts, belt buckles, including rodeo events. Furniture items include a lighted 6-foot curio cabinet, roll-top desk, matching 2-drawer nightstands. Other miscellaneous items will also be sold at this auction Saturday, June 15th. Begins at 10 a.m. at 205 East 10th in Frankfort. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A father was simply trying to bury his teenage son, but a trip that would take them many miles to the family's original home in northern Nebraska ended with the family being jailed and in the middle of a federal court case reported nationally. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1877, the Ponca tribe of northeastern Nebraska was forced to leave their farms and were forcibly relocated by the U.S. Army to Oklahoma. Many Ponca died on the trip or soon after they arrived. Leader Standing Bear lost his daughter on the journey. Soon, he'd lose another child.
Well, then in December of 1878, Standing Bear's 16-year-old son died of malaria, and his last wish was, "Father, take me back to our homeland so I can be buried in ancestral burial grounds."
On January 2nd, 1879, a group of 30 Ponca, including Standing Bear and his wife, began the journey back to northeastern Nebraska to bury their son. They made it as far as Omaha.
Government comes and arrests them because they've left government territory without permission. So they've committed a federal crime. So they take the prisoners, the 30 of them, to North Omaha, to Fort Omaha.
The 30 prisoners were under the oversight of General George Crook. Crook knew that the Ponca had become farmers and had been peaceful to the U.S. He began to advocate for the prisoners in his care.
So he does a secret midnight ride to come into downtown Omaha and talk to the deputy editor of the Omaha newspaper, Thomas Tibbles. Now, if we had a Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting in those days, Tibbles would have won it.
Crook, as the arresting officer, had to stay out of the matter, but he urged Tibbles to write about the wrong that was taking place. Tibbles interviewed Standing Bear and began to write articles that were reprinted nationally.
Tibbles goes and finds the two top lawyers in Omaha, John Webster and Andrew Poppleton. Would you take this case pro bono? Think of the courage of those lawyers.
The stage was set for a landmark case, Crook versus Standing Bear. It's next up as we travel the countryside in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.
KNDY.
Today I want to talk about debt from a perspective that maybe you haven't considered before. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. You've heard me say debt can hem you in and create financial pressure in your life. But I'm also convinced that borrowing can deny God the opportunity to meet your needs in other ways. In America especially, we're quick to whip out a credit card to buy something, often something we really can't afford, or to get a school loan without first humbly asking the Lord for His guidance and provision. Now, I'm not saying never to borrow. What I am saying is don't assume that the only way to meet a financial need is to borrow money. God, who is all-powerful and is your provider, may have other plans. So before you borrow, pray. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center hopes everyone will seek a way to help our homeless veterans who may be suffering from disabilities due to their service to America. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced therapy, and total wellness.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Bio and Agro-Defense Facility marks its first year of operation. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The dedication ceremony was just over a year ago for the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas. Communications Director Katie Pulaski says the staff and facility are steadily gearing up operations to protect the U.S. food supply, the ag economy, and public health from the consequences of animal diseases.
Protecting livestock and agricultural interests also protects our economy. Agriculture, food, and food processing contribute more than $1.1 trillion to the U.S. economy's gross domestic product per year. And 10% of jobs, or about 20 million, have some tie to agriculture. So it's just so important that we have the capability to conduct this research, develop vaccines and antivirals, and provide diagnostic and training capabilities to protect the nation from these diseases.
Pulaski says threats to humans from animal diseases are real.
So MBAF is really a critical component of USDA's priority to make sure that our nation's farms and fields continue to be a safe place and continue to be a place where we can grow our economy and have everything we need to be the great country that we are.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Don't miss the annual Washington County Rodeo coming up Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th, with a free pork burger meal Friday at 5. Mutton busting for the kids ages 3 to 7 both nights. Businessmen steer rotting Friday and a stick horse race for those through age 9 Saturday night. Advanced discount tickets and raffle tickets are available at United Bank and Trust in Washington, both Washington Vet Clinics and the CJ Express in Marysville. Full details on the Washington County Rodeo-Kansas Facebook page. Don't miss it Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Good Monday. Sam Speck with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs. We'll start down in the Lone Star condition as difficult harvest conditions persisted for most of the Texas Blacklands and Northeast Texas regions. Very little cutting was underway, with fields still extremely waterlogged. Some farmers even exploring adding tracks to combines to get into fields. Wheat quality across the area has been impacted with lower test weights and some instances of sprout damage. Crop insurance agents were actively working with farmers to determine harvestability of downed and damaged acres. And lastly, the Texas Crop Progress and Condition Report say the crop was about 36% harvested. Now, if we look through the Sooner State, reports in all locations show test weights ranging from 59 to 65 pounds per bushel for the most part, and in some regions, 58 to 59. However, most are still holding at about 60 pounds or higher. Proteins ranging 9 to 13.5%, with an overall average proteins being reported now at 11.7%, and yields being reported at about 40 to 50 bushels per acre in most regions. Higher yields being reported on intensively managed wheat, with some yields on a few fields being reported in the 60s to 70s. It is thought in parts of northwest Oklahoma in the wheat where some areas has recovered. However, there's still several parts of northwest Oklahoma in the panhandle which will have lower yields due to persistent drought. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission right now is calling the state at 29% complete with harvest. Looking across the state of Kansas, with Texas harvest being done at about 37% and 28% respectively in Oklahoma, the Kansas crop right now is at about 70% colored, with test cutting and slow progress in terms of harvest across the southwest and south central border. An estimated 60% of the HRW crop is headed. Development of the northern and PNW growing regions is progressing, with some areas still expecting some areas about 7 to 10 days behind average. The first samples have arrived in the lab, with preliminary data expected in the next few weeks. Your 2024 harvest updates are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips, go to AbilenMachine.com.
Hydraulics are a big component, from tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming.
Call the name that you should know, the Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335 for the Hydraulic Shop.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390.
MSEN Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tom and Rob at 353-2210.
Crop circles in a field are probably not the work of aliens. It's more likely a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
When you
you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Black bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over. Bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these crop circles, these big circles of area that are smashed down.
Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a 2 or 3 string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to prevent bear damage. Talk to your local wildlife biologist for more ideas. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at agriculture.com.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For Ag Buildings demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Cattle exposed to higher temperatures and lower wind speeds for an extended period can have issues with overheating. K-State Beef Extension veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains the 4 main weather factors that can lead to cattle having heat stress.
There's 4 key parameters that we really think about with heat stress: temperature and humidity, wind speed, and solar radiation. Okay, with those 4 parameters really make up on what we, the real feel for, you know, if we really start thinking along lines of how cattle feel the environment, because they're very different from us. Where we're comfortable, cattle, you know, they might be uncomfortable, and vice versa. So when we really need to take into those 4 key parameters, and what's interesting is we actually have that in a model called an animal comfort index, and that's available on the Kansas Mesonet website. So it uses those 4 parameters to give a real feel on how cattle are experiencing the environment in local areas around the state of Kansas.
He discusses a couple of ways producers can identify heat stress within their cattle.
We'll see increased breathing rates. One interesting piece is cattle, they don't lay down as much, especially whenever they get heat stress. They're trying to increase airflow. Unfortunately, that might lead to bunching, where groups of cattle, even in a pasture, will bunch up together. They're trying to get increased airflow, but they end up using each other as shade, which is kind of counterproductive. So we need to keep a close eye for that. Now, when given access, cattle may crowd around water tanks, right? Go down into ponds if they're out in a pasture. Unfortunately, that can lead to some problems where they don't have enough access to water, especially for a water tank.
Tarpoff says the process of alleviating heat for cattle can be simple to do, and he explains how.
Whenever it comes to heat stress, it's back to the basics: feed and water. Okay, we need more access. We need more flow. Water availability for those animals is absolutely critical when the temperatures start to rise. Increasing water tank capacity. Either we can split pens and increase water tank capacity that way, or even put some portable tubs into those pens to increase the water availability whenever those animals need it. Number two is feeding. We might be able to modify our feeding times to be able to help alleviate some of these stressors. So as they digest those feedstuffs, they actually increase the amount of heat that they produce. So what we can try to do is we can change our feeding times or even adapt some of our feeding management.
That was A.J. Tarpoff, Kansas State University Beef Extension Veterinarian, on heat stress in beef cattle. Find the Animal Comfort Index at www.mezonet.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has new 2024 1500 and 2500 model Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500s in the Trail Boss and High Country Edition, and a pair of 2500 HD, both LTZ71 packages. New trucks awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Monday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as this Monday progresses on, still a mixed to mostly higher day in the livestock and mixed to slightly higher day in the grains and the oilseeds as well. Well, one area, though, certainly impacted has been the wheat market today. Mostly lower numbers in Chicago spring Kansas City wheat, including sharply lower numbers for July Kansas City wheat, currently down 18 and 3 quarters at 647 a bushel. September's at 659 and 3 quarters. That's 19 and a quarter in the red. Oats also a bit weaker. July oats down 7.5 at 340 and a half a cent. However, for corn, we see slight gains. July corn up 3.75 at 452 and a half. September to 457 and a half. That's up 2.75 cents. Soybeans also with some nice gains today. July beans up 9.75 at 1189. August up 8 at 1184 and 3/4. July soybean meal up 690 to 367.60. And soy oil back higher. July up 7 points at 43.70. However, the cotton complex still a bit weaker. July cotton down 194 at 71.90. Into the livestock mix to mostly higher, as I'd mentioned. The low spot certainly is the hogs. June lean hogs down 22 at 92.30. July down to 93.17. That's 32 cents lower. Higher for the cattle markets, though. The June live cattle contract up 130 at 183.47, with August up to 179.72. That's 255 higher. And a big day for the feeder cattle markets. August feeders up 352 at 258.45. September to 259.47. That's 362 higher. Taking a look down Wall Street now, we see the S&P and the NASDAQ climbing, led by NVIDIA. Not much movement, but the S&P's up 3 at 5,349. NASDAQ's up 35 at 17,168. However, the Dow Jones is a bit lower, currently down 31 at 38,768. A look now into the metals. June gold's down $2 per ounce at 2303.20. July silver, though, is up 46 at 29.90. And the dollar index up 34 points at 105.19.
The spring cha-ching sale is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. With summer around the corner, the deals have never been hotter than what is happening at Rusty Eck Ford. We have over 500 vehicles on our lot and need to make room for more inventory arriving daily. We're offering the lowest prices with the biggest discounts on massive inventory. Get a 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed, or a 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 16 months, $1,667 per thousand finance. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand finance. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these spring cha-ching discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to leave interest rates alone at this week's meeting of the Board of Governors. Analysts say inflation is still too high for cuts, but they add that May inflation figures come out before the Fed makes its decision Wednesday. Wall Street closed out last week with modest losses to the major stock indexes. The Dow Jones lost 87 points Friday to close at 38,799. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. Shares in Toyota fell more than 5% last week. The company lost $15 billion in market value. The downturn came after Japanese regulators found the automaker had falsified crash test data used to certify certain models. Apple came late to the artificial intelligence party, but now hopes to overtake rivals like Google and Samsung. Later today, the company is expected to unveil AI technology to make Siri smarter and photos, music, and texting more productive and entertaining. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This is Andrew McCray, and since 1996, I've been crisscrossing this nation and sharing those stories right here on the American Countryside broadcasts. Each day, we travel to meet the people and places that make this country great. With over 6,000 broadcasts now from all 50 states, there's sure to be a fascinating tale just around the corner. It's the story of America, told by the people of America. Stories from people you may never have heard of, with a story you aren't soon to forget. I hope you'll join me every weekday for the American Countryside, right here on KNDY.
KNDY.